Mr. Meyer, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you, Lucas.
Can you walk me through the current situation in regard to COVID cases and hospitalizations in Montezuma County?
Hospitalizations have been low. I believe today we have no COVID patients. Montezuma County, it looks like if you look at the 14-day change, is up about 43%, which is a little bit higher than the 40% Colorado is up. So we have had a little bit of an uptake in the area around us. If you look at San Juan County, New Mexico, San Juan County, Utah, they are up about 150%, 130% 14-day change average. So things are picking up just a little bit here in the area.
Can you just explain for our listeners what that means when you say, you know, there's a spike in cases that's a little bit concerning, and yet there are no hospitalizations?
You know, what we've seen over the last year is our hospitalizations have been in that problematic age group where we see deaths, and that's been in that over 70 group. And Colorado met their goal of trying to vaccinate 70 to 75% of the people in our state over 70. So I think what we're starting to see is the people that are getting sick probably are tending to be a little younger, and probably aren't the folks that we would normally, unless they had other conditions, find being admitted to the hospital and requiring care.
Montezuma County is at the blue level on Colorado's COVID-19 dial. Last week, the state of Colorado updated its dial to include looser restrictions. What are your thoughts on that?
I think that as we go along, the more people we have vaccinated, the more we can start loosening restrictions. The problem with, in my mind, with the dial, it is really based on some sort of a negotiation between the county health department, county commissioners, and the state. It is not always purely based, in fact, it's not purely based on cases. So it's really hard for me personally to look at the dial and find that much meaningful information on it, to be honest with you.
What are your biggest concerns for the next few months in regard to the pandemic?
My biggest concern is that we keep the momentum and keep working to control this this disease that's become a real monster throughout the world, and that we don't let up right now as we start to get some control over it. My second biggest concern is the low vaccine rates in the country. Plenty of vaccine available, even here, and plenty of vaccine has been available in Montezuma County, yet vaccine rates remain fairly low. We have open clinic appointments all the time now that people could come and utilize.
I just want to confirm, you have plenty of vaccines available, but people aren't taking you up on all of those vaccines necessarily.
That is correct. That would be the case for the other major vaccine centers in the area. We have plenty of vaccine, and we have openings in the schedule, but people are not signing up.
So I have to ask this question. We all know that normal life may look different after the pandemic, but when...
Right.
Yeah, right. But when do you think Montezuma County and Southwest Colorado in general will be back to some semblance of normalcy?
You know, I think if we progress and vaccines become more prevalent and the numbers stay down, I think we might be able to move out of masks probably by fall. I think hopefully we'll have something to look forward to, and maybe of a more normal school year next year for teachers and kids, and that's sort of my hope. I think it's gradual. We don't want to go too fast. If we go too fast, then we get these outbreaks, and we you know, fall back for a while.
What can people do to help speed that up?
You should go back to make sure you're washing your hands, make sure you're distancing, doing all the things we've been doing in this last year. We've been saying all along, if you have vaccine available in your area, get the vaccine that's available in your area. And just, you know, distance and be cautious of, you know, what we've been working on this last year, you know, wearing a mask, washing our hands, and not gathering in large groups. And I think if we do those things, we'll continue to progress as an area and as a country, and we'll get out of this mess.
Mr. Meyer, thank you once again for speaking with me today.
Yep, thanks, Lucas. Anytime.